introduce myself. My game name is Misty Rain, and I've been playing DR since it's opened on AOL. Now that you know who I am, I have a few things to say. First, you can respond with your usual verbal offensiveness, and I have no illusions that you won't. However, I will not be reading along. If you feel the need to respond to me, you can email me at kitty@mindmuse.net. This is the gauntlet being thrown down. I have played DR for a long time. I have built and designed MUDs, and I have been a GM for Sony. I have seen a lot of people come and go that were disruptive, but I have never seen a group of people so disgusting in all of my years online as this group. I am not including all of Smelly Cat in this, just a few special members, and this letter is intended specifically for those special members. You know who you are. I have watched as you repeatedly hurt people I care about. I have listened as they have poured out their pain regarding incredibly public personal attacks over very private matters. I have paid attention as you have exploited their illnesses, their weight, their finances, their intelligence, their sexual preferences, their religious affiliations, and their race. Shame on you. What I see is a serious lack of social conscience and a lack of any other kind of life. Is this all you really live for? Your whole existence centers on tormenting people who have done nothing to you online? You are absolutely the most pathetic children I have had the displeasure to come into contact with. A few months ago, you crossed a line. A very serious line. I made a decision that giving you carte blanche was just ridiculous. So I, myself, and no one else, created Cleaning the Litter Box. There you go, Courtney. I know it's been driving you nuts, so I finally let you know who is behind all of it. Never guessed, I've been told about how many people you have retaliated against for its creation, and now you have a legitimate target. The funny thing about it was that I lost interest in you and the site in a few weeks. You are just not very important in my life, and since I tend to stay very busy, I just don't have time for you anymore. That's not to say I won't pick it up again sooner or later. It's just to say that you couldn't hold my interest long. However, it seems that Commander Beaver Eater and I stay in your thoughts. Our last interaction with you and your special kids was over a year ago, and you still attack Commander Beaver Eater every opportunity you get. Did she turn you down or something? You couldn't hold her interest either. You just can't seem to let go of her, though she doesn't respond to you, and she does her best to have no interaction with you at all. And Volentry, Maurice, and Leela, what did they ever do to you for you to be such a bitch to them? Oh, that's right. You do it because you can. Well, that's why I created CLB. Poor Luty. I have never met him, and I doubt I ever will, but he sure seems to have taken some heat for CLB. My deepest and most heartfelt apologies go to whoever may have felt your pitiful wrath because of my sight. You can direct it at me now, but be warned, I will not roleplay the way you want me to. I will report you for harassment if you take this OOC conflict in-game. I've said that from the beginning. You can maintain a war on me on your little site, but keep it out of game. Make no mistake, this is directed at Courtney, just as Courtney directed her disgusting little attacks at the players of characters, players that she never even bothered to get to know in real life before tossing about with lifeless. I have received several emails about Courtney, about the person she is and the person she isn't. I came away from CLB just feeling sorry for her and her life. She and several others here need help from several different type of doctors / professionals. But these things I have kept, and will continue to keep, to myself. Because they are embarrassingly personal things from people close to her, and I am not Courtney. I could never bring myself to expose such things about another person. The only thing I will say about it is that those who live in glass houses shouldn't cast stones. Dig up what you will about me. My life is an open book. There is nothing I'm ashamed of. In fact, you can visit cleaningthelitterbox.com/misty for a jumping-off point prepared just for you. Yes, I'm older. No, I'm not as slim as some of you. Yes, I live an exciting alternative lifestyle. I've often accomplished much in my life, something I doubt you will be ever to say. Raised 2 wonderful children who would never even dream of doing something to you people what you do to people. Live in gorgeous home and lead an exciting and full life that sometimes includes a game called Dragon Realm. So dig all you want. Or better yet, come to me and ask. You have my IM information, now you have my email information. I will check my email at irregular intervals, but I will respond if you can manage to contain your juvenile tendencies long enough to have a coherent conversation with utmost sincerity, Misty Rain, a.k.a. Admin. P.S. The hapistole and the beautiful picture that Courtney submitted on your boards would be my lord and husband, Simon!